Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Vicki Oliver's here. Vicki's one of our favorite Brain Trust members. She's the one of the top career development experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. Author of something under 100 books, which have sold almost a billion copies across the galaxy. She is, one of them is called Live Like a Millionaire. Another one is 300 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions. And also, my favorite, Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots. She's our good friend, Vicki Oliver. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me back.
It's good to what are you talking about? You're always welcome here, Vicki. You got the best. You have the best laugh of anybody in my brain trust. That's one of the reasons I invite you back. Besides the fact that you're smart, you're so smart. Hey, Vicki, what's going on? What are you excited about these days? What's on your radar right now?
What's on my radar? Well, I have some tips for how to turn bosses into inspiring leaders.
Yeah.
And that's on my radar.
And what if you've already decided that they're not salvageable? If you get to that point first, should you try to redeem them?
Okay, so my book, I talk about trying to, in a way, redeem yourself, mm-hmm. because I feel that if there's a problem, it's going to follow you. Like, if you have trouble with an authoritative boss, it's going to follow you and follow you and follow you.
Yeah.
You know, your boss is a micromanager, it's going to follow you. So I really talk a lot about trying to sort of deal with that problem. And then,
so you're saying a bad boss might be a bad employee? To some degree.
I'm saying that every one of us has things that tick us off, you know? And a lot of it has to do with your parents, how you grew up, you know, where you were in your family,
mm-hmm.
you know, family order, and things like that. And so, for example, if you have an authoritative boss who's always micromanaging you, that could drive you crazy. But if you grew up with a different type of family dynamic, maybe it's a weak boss who will drive you crazy, or the boss who's never there that drives you crazy. Everybody has their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And my book tries to sort of analyze, like, the problem.
That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense, when you, especially when you think of the family thing. You know, I remember when I had my first W-2 job off the farm, there was a person there who was a real jerk. I mean, this person was certified. He had papers, certified jerk. And he made my life miserable. And, and so I was so glad when I left that company and went to my second W-2 job, my second, you know, real life employee job that wasn't just for three hots in a cot. And, I got there and there was his sister. Not really, but I thought, are you his sister? Because she was a jerk.
Right, exactly.
And two things I learned immediately in that first move was these people are everywhere.
They're
number
everywhere.
One, and then when I moved the next time I moved, I realized that part of what that dynamic was not just them, but it was me.
Right.
Too.
It's
me
your
too.
Reaction.
I wasn't the jerk, but I was reacting to them, as you say.
Yeah, it was your reaction to them, and so
not that I've never been a jerk. I won't say that, because I probably have. But go ahead.
No, I'm great, but I mean, there's a difference between incidental jerkism and just being one.
is that a real term, Vicki?
I just made it up.
I believe it. I like it though. I'm gonna use that. I'm gonna give you credit for it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, good. good. No, but, you know, everyone is a jerk sometimes, but we're talking about a pattern of it, right? And if your boss happens to be a jerk and has a pattern of it, and that type of behavior drives you nuts, well, the problem is if you leave, you're just going to find somebody else like that somewhere else.
They're everywhere. You're never going to be without those people. They're always going to be with you.
You're never going to be without. You can't get rid of all the jerks of the planet, unfortunately. You just can't do it. So a lot of my book is how to deal with that personality, and it tries to sort of make somebody stay at their current job, deal with it, and then put the book away.
Because you might love your work. It might be a very profitable employment, right?
Right. And you might love everybody else there, too.
Mm-hmm. So have you ever found that there's some jerks you can work with, some jerks you can't?
Exactly. That's what it's about. And, you know, the reasons, of course, are very psychological. I am not a psychologist. I am just somebody trying to teach somebody how to deal with that personality that drives them nuts.
Because what I've found is that there's some people who I immediately wrote off as a jerk, like the last jerk I left. And then I found out that this person actually makes this work for them. And they're not really intentionally being a jerk. It's just the way they come off, but they're very successful. And there are things I can learn from them, I find out, as I stay there a little longer. And then I realized if I could get in his rhythm, so to speak, if I could find a way to parry, so to speak, if I could find a way to knock the ping pong ball back toward him, I actually could succeed there. He actually would like that. You see what I mean? It almost plays a game. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Also, I mean, teams have different personalities on them, and people have different strengths and weaknesses. So once you become a leader of those people, you know, it's your job to sort of balance them out.
Right.
You want somebody, you know, somebody might be very strong, and some people might think that person is a bully. Well, you don't want him to bully them, but you want him to solve problems, you know. Some of the behavior patterns that are so lethal at the office, I think, are because at a certain point in that person's career, it helped them, you know. It helped them bulldoze those projects through, you know.
Right.
But now that guy is in a position of leadership, and everyone thinks he's a bully. That's the problem.
Yeah, and then I have had those situations where somebody would say, "How do you work with that guy? He's an SOB." And I say, "Yeah, but he's my SOB."
Exactly.
Hey, I need your website, Vicky.
Okay, it's VickyOliver.com.
Pretty easy. Her books are there, all the things that she does, and she does them well, folks. I encourage you to check it out. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.